wash our clothes, we're always worried about gas consumption, and it might cut off at any time. We often use wood for daily work. We hang our washed clothes outside the house. Whenever we hear the sound of shells, we get scared. But when we go far away and they don't reach us, we feel secured. We used to go outside and sit there. We remained at this place for 33 days. A plane passed over us and took some photos, and then it started striking us. We remained in confusion while it was taking photos of us. We didn't know the next step. We were used to going outside, sitting under the tree for a while, hiding ourselves from the pilot in order to avoid the strike. We're experiencing difficult circumstances. We're out of water and supplies. I made some sweets. I've got a little oil. We've run out of bread. What should we do? There are no means of transportation to get our necessary supplies unless Haji would agree to go. He starts his departure with asking the Almighty God for proper guidance. If it was good, he would proceed. Otherwise, he would postpone his departure for a while.
Yes, it used to come from there. While it was taking photos, I ran away towards this direction and sat down like this. I got out from here, and through this empty land, I went back home.
When the plane returned and struck, Haji remained at his place. He didn't move while he was holding the book of prayers, busy saying prayers. I was worried about him, wondering whether he was hit or still safe. Thanks God, I was praying and supplicating to the Almighty God and repeating glory to God. Thanks God, I'm a believer.
From that space,
was the plane coming from that side?
It used to come from there. It is called Al-Qaya. I don't go from there. I take the new junction because the bakery is there. I bought some bread from there, from the road that leads to Al-Qaya. I do cross this empty road to the upper side. It takes around 3 hours altogether to go and return. I get exhausted when I cross this road. I feel as if I'm facing death on this road.
They would see us whenever we set fire or when they hear jamming on their transmitting set, and then they decide to open the door.
We would walk like this, with our heads down, like this. Did the style of walking stop here? Come closer.
We went to see the head of the village. In fact, we wanted to see three of them. They were middle-aged people. One of them was younger than the other. I started talking to them. When the Israelis came, we went to see them. Then they came in the evening to see us. At first, I thought the Israelis were members of Lebanese resistance movement. They were running hastily. They told us the tanks were coming from this side, coming from this side. For this reason, I thought they were members of resistance movement. But later, somebody came up and asked us to be quiet. He told me they were Israelis. I got scared and kept silent. Then I heard them speaking Hebrew. I discovered that they were Israelis. I sat down at that corner. They were looking for me from up. The boys and the girls were sitting here. I kept quiet while I remained in my place. They were hitting the ceiling and the wall, searching for us, waiting for the slightest noise or to apprehend us. When we entered the house, we went directly to the bedroom. I took the boys and the girls and asked them to lie down. The Israelis started to smell the supplies in the room. When they left, one of the boys hurried and locked the door. I instantly thought if they returned, they would discover our presence here, because the door was open when they left. They were talking near the door. I hurried up and opened the door just before one of them came back and shouted again. Therefore, when he saw the door was open, they were sure that there was nobody at home. They left immediately. We remained down silent and motionless in pitch dark.
I do sleep in this bed, and she sleeps in the other one, while the rest sleep over there.
Everybody was here singing, asking whether to have some tea or not. The Israelis sat in front of the door and had tea. One of them was holding a stick hitting this door. I sat on the sofa. I heard them saying, "We got rid of Qasem." And we felt at ease about the case. I got up from the sofa and sat down on the ground, because he was waving the stick all over the sides. Do you think that stick could discover any movement or any shadow?
Mr. Safi was known as Ali. He loved Safi Mountain to the extent that he lived over there. For this particular reason, the mountain was dubbed as Safi Mountain. In addition, it had a special pureness. When we came to the south, he accompanied me to the Safi Mountain in order to become familiar with it and with all the corners he used to live in. He didn't have much time. After saying his prayers, he sat on this chair and sipped his coffee. He used to arrange quests for the youth and would bring them here at home for correcting them. The youth used to ask him why the door was so big. So they made it small by leaves of a palm tree. He was fond of arms and resistance. Arms meant everything to him. Furthermore, he was very interested in the telephone set. He would be sure that extensions were covering all rooms in the corridors as well. This was his way of life from the first day I married him. He asked me to remain on this condition forever and to stick to this way of life. He insisted on being near the telephone in order to be in touch with each other. He would call me before arriving home for having his food. Whenever he wanted to do a duty, he would do that so quickly and come back fast. He was on duty most of the time. But on the other hand, he would remain with us in the case of any emergency.
Did you ever ask him if something would annoy him?
No, whenever we ask him to bring something, he wouldn't become angry or annoyed or even ignore it. He could do what we would ask him. But rarely would he say that his job was more important than what we asked. When he became sick some days, I tried to take him to the physician over that wall. He used to say, "I taught you how to drive the car. You should go and do the duty and never talk to anybody. You're aware of my situation and my job." Once he got sick, I decided to bring him the medication. I hesitated. I went and came back twice or three times. Then finally, I told him I couldn't do it. "You should come with me to the physician in order to be together and avoid any reaction." Whenever my child woke up and he wouldn't see his father, he would go to the front of the house to check whether his car was parked or not. If it was there, he would know that his father was home, and if not, it meant that he was outside.
Did the child ask frequently about his father?
Yes, he did most of the time. His father was fond of agriculture. He planted eggplant here and some tomatoes, but all plants dried up due to shortage of water. He loved working in the field, particularly at spare time. He felt relieved whenever he would work there. Ihsan used to go with him in order to give him a hand. "Ihsan, what are you doing? What are you doing, son?"
"Warplanes strike this place. I mean in the town. They strike here again. But in fact, we are not sure of the exact spot of the strike. It was around 4:30 when we came to specify the spot of the strike. When we reached this place that overlooks the area, we saw smoke rising from the house, and then we got here by an ambulance. When we went down, the two-story house was completely destroyed. There were 11 corpses, all of them children. They were 2, 4, 5, and 6 years old, as well as my brother, his wife, and his 5 children. So the total is 7 individuals. His brother-in-law, accompanied by his parents, were at home as well. Only a girl survived. She was visiting her aunt in Beirut at the time. The first strike occurred there. At first moment, they tried to leave the house in order to come here. The ceiling fell on them, some of them trapped under the ruins, and others were thrown here and there. While the rest were burnt, the child you saw on TV, he was reddish. We realized that he was Manahith, my nephew. We saw that the upper part of his body was there, but the lower part wasn't there. We couldn't find it.
It was the happiest moment for the girl when she arrived here. What struck me deep down my heart was the moment of fear and the catastrophic strike. When I came back, I felt the unusual situation here. I didn't see what happened. But when my husband came, tears dropped from my eyes twice. The first time, he wiped them from my face. But the second tear didn't fall when I realized the magnitude of the catastrophe. I dreamed of my father, who told me that he was happy because he was asking God to grant him martyrdom from the first day. My brother was happy as well. All of them were happy and cheerful, all of them acknowledging that they were living in hell and this world, but there they are experiencing total comfort in the other. I was overly patient. I used to ask myself why I was so patient. What's the reason behind this patience? I asked myself, what if my family members were subjected to such an adversity while I was away? Therefore, I wouldn't be able to see the children again. They were laughing all the time. I didn't see any reason for that. I was thinking of this tragedy. How could it be so? How could some people who were relaxing at their home be subjected to an airstrike? What were their feelings and how did they react? Now, I don't know what to say about them and what happened to them. Nobody could talk about them. I don't know what to say and what to talk about. There is nothing to talk about. You got to remain silent while you are shocked so severely. And think of the people and their way of life in this area. My father used to come here quite often. We were always his worries and concerns. He saw the houses being destroyed here and there. Inhabitants were so determined to remain in their areas regardless of continuous aggressions. Most of them were highly educated individuals. My father was a follower of Hezbollah and admiring the youth, he would help them by any means. He didn't hesitate to go to the battleground. This is Haydar, my husband, and this is Ali, the older brother. He's 19 years old. And this is my sister, she's 17. This is my mother, 42 years old, my father, 47, and my brother Hassan, who is 13. My sister Fatima, 9 years old, and finally this is my brother Hussein, who is 3. اختي فاطمه عمرها 9 سنين وخي حسين عمره 3 سنين.